Egypt's top judge, Adli Mansour, replaces ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The interim president will serve until new elections are held. Egyptian judges say that they are investigating Morsi and 15 others for insulting the judiciary. Morsi and his aides also face a travel ban. Meanwhile, the Muslim Brotherhood's leader, Mohamed Baydi, has also been arrested. Mixed reactions pouring in over Egypt's coup. The Iraqi premier congratulates the new Egyptian leader for his position. Meanwhile, the United States president has called for a swift return to the democratically elected civilian government. This, as the EU foreign policy chief has urged free and fair elections. Iran has also reacted to the latest developments in Egypt. The Iranian foreign ministry spokesman Abbas Araghchi says Tehran respects the legitimate demands of the Egyptian people. He also expressed hope that the political process pursues public interests and protects the achievements of the country's 2011 revolution. Acting Palestinian Authority chief calls on Palestinian refugees in Lebanon and in Syria to disassociate themselves from conflicts in the two countries. The comments come days after fierce clashes in the southern Lebanese city of Sidon near the Syrian border. The Ain al-Helwa camp near Sidon is the largest Palestinian camp in Lebanon. The European Parliament demands an immediate clarification from Washington over the recently leaked U.S. espionage program in Europe. Members of the European Parliament have also warned the United States of a grave political impact on transatlantic relations in the future. South Korea has offered to hold talks with the North on reopening the jointly run Kaesong Industrial Zone. Seoul made the proposal one day after Pyongyang said South Korean officials could inspect and maintain equipment at the complex. The industrial complex closed down in April amid rising tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Devastating landslide hits China's southwestern Sichuan province. Local authorities say nearly 2.5 million people have been affected. Among the victims was a grandmother who sacrificed her life to save her 15-month-old granddaughter from being crushed by the landslide. And rights activists and NGOs in the Gaza Strip have slammed international satellite providers for pulling the plug on Iranian TVs. They say the pressure on Iran's media is politically motivated. Several international satellite firms, including Eutelsat and Intelsat, have banned several Iranian channels in their campaign against the country's media.